I thought this was really interesting. A P1 sent me this commentary written on this website, The Honest Broker, by a guy named Ted Gioia. And it reminded me a lot of what I've read in a couple of books that I've reviewed this year, The Anxious Generation and The Comfort Crisis, talking about our addiction to cell phones and social media, iPad, whatever it happens to be, our screen addiction. And he does a state of culture address, like the State of the Union address. He does the state of culture, and he talks about the death of entertainment. Mm. And I thought it was really interesting. He said, in culture, art used to be our thing. It used to be our entertainment. Then entertainment ate art. And he writes, until recently, the entertainment industry has been on a growth tear, so much so that anything artsy or indie or alternative got squeezed as collateral damage. But now in culture, entertainment is getting eaten. He says, we're witnessing the birth of a post-entertainment culture, and it won't help the arts. In fact, it won't help society. Entertainment companies are struggling in ways nobody anticipated just a few years ago. Consider the movie business. And he mentions Disney is in a state of crisis where everything is shrinking, except the CEO's paycheck. Mm. Paramount just laid off 800 employees and wants to find a new owner. Universal is now releasing movies to streaming after just 3 weeks in theaters. Warner Brothers actually makes more money canceling films than releasing films. The TV business also hit a wall in 2023 after years of steady growth. The number of scripted series has started to shrink. And he says music may be in the worst state of them all. This reminded me of Gordo's Musical Musers this week, that there are no more bands anymore. He says, just consider Sony's huge move a few days ago. This was written a few months ago, so it's slightly dated. Investing in Michael Jackson's song catalog at a valuation of $1.2 billion. No label would invest even a fraction of that amount in launching new artists.
Good point.
In 2024, musicians are actually worth more old than young, dead than alive. This raises the obvious question, how can demand for new entertainment shrink? What can possibly replace it? But something will replace it. It's already happening. The fastest growing sector of the culture economy is distraction. Or call it scrolling or swiping or wasting time or whatever you want, but it's not art or entertainment, just ceaseless activity. The key is that each stimulus only lasts a few seconds and must be repeated. It's a huge business. It will soon be larger than arts and entertainment combined. Everything is getting turned into TikTok, an aptly named platform for business based on stimuli that must be repeated after only a few ticks of the clock. TikTok made a fortune with the fast-paced scrolling video. Now Facebook, once a place to connect with family and friends, is imitating it. Twitter has done the same, and of course Instagram, YouTube, and everybody else is trying to get rich on social media. This is more than just the hot trend of 2024. It can last forever because it's based on body chemistry, not fashion or aesthetics. Our brain rewards those brief bursts of distraction. The neurochemical dopamine is released, and this makes us feel good, so we want to repeat the stimulus. And billions of people are doing this. They are unwitting volunteers in the largest social engineering experiment in human history, and they don't know it. Mm. So you need to ditch that simple model of art versus entertainment, he says, and even distraction is just a stepping stone towards the real goal, which is addiction. Entertainment ate art, distraction is eating entertainment, and addiction is eating everything. Addiction is the goal, he says, and these companies know it. CEOs don't openly say it, but they don't need to. Just look at what they do. Everything is designed to lock users into this addictive cycle. The platforms are all shifting to scrolling and reeling interfaces where stimuli optimize dopamine in that doom loop. And the tech CEOs know it's harmful, but they keep doing it anyway. And he says, even the dumbest entertainment looks like Shakespeare compared to the dopamine culture. You don't need Hamlet. A photo of a hamburger will suffice, or a video of somebody twerking, or a pet looking goofy. And he includes this chart in his commentary, and I thought it was really interesting because there's a sports tie here. He talks about the rise of the dopamine culture, and he talks about athletics. Back in the day, you played a sport. Then that kind of went to watching a sport. Now it's gambling on a sport.
Mm.
And he's got this for every category. Journalism, it was newspapers. Then it was multimedia. Now it's clickbait. Music, it was albums. Then it was tracks. Now it's TikToks. And he says the scariest part of all of this is that the more these addicts, which is kind of all of us, rely on these stimuli, the less pleasure they receive. We've talked about upping the levels of the crack or the dope or whatever it is, because you can't, it, at some point it doesn't suffice.
Yeah, you habituate to it and then you need more.
At a certain point, addicts will still pursue the stimulus, but more to avoid the pain of dopamine deprivation. People who are addicted to painkillers, they've got the same experience. Beyond a certain level, opioid dependence actually makes the pain worse. But it doesn't bring happiness. The World Happiness Report surveyed 150,000 people in 26 countries and found that the U.S. and other prosperous, technologically advanced societies are suffering a massive happiness decline. This is what happens when everybody is addicted. So it's just another reminder to put down that phone. Take hours away from it, if you can. Get outside or play a board game or something like that, because we're all being hypnotized and it's not going to lead anywhere good.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I understand his thinking and I love his information. But in a way, this has always been humans. It's just now we've gotten more efficient at getting the thing that we want. We've always wanted this sweet, sugary snack, whether it's for our physical body or for our mind.
Mm-hmm.
And we just used to have to do it in longer form. You know, that's why we watch a movie. We used to have the same argument about movie watching versus books. Books are better for you, but people go to movies because it's easier to consume. So we just get more and more efficient at getting our kicks. And now that TikTok and everything is just the next step in that progression. But all of those steps in the progression were the same thing. And there's not some qualitative difference. This is a line that we're drawing post hoc.
I think the difference is now we have the numbers to back up our unhappiness. I think back in the day, books didn't make us unhappy and movies didn't make us unhappy.
I think they did this too when TV got in homes and they were talking about how TV is making families unhappy.
Yeah, maybe with TV, and maybe that was the first stepping stone to this. But now the numbers in the last 10 years of anxiety and unhappiness are just soaring. It's nothing like even when TV was introduced.
Well, I
think that's the difference.
I agree that we eventually get to the end game of all of this. You know, when we do become just the blobs that are sitting in a capsule being injected with dopamine every few milliseconds, you know, and, you know, that's what life becomes because we're getting so efficient at getting the dopamine into our bodies. But yeah, the endless scroll, I do see that as that was the invention that turned things.
Yeah.
When we went to endless scroll and numbers of likes.
And scrolling during entertainment. That's the one that still gets me. Trying to watch entertainment. I'm watching. As they scroll. No, you're not.
The scrolling is turning us more into zombies than anything we've ever had in art and entertainment preceding it.
And it's awesome. Yes.